beginning of the winter's man.
So I'll dive into the Masechta. We began yesterday, so we're beginning with the Sugya of Kalayim. The first Sugya is Hezek Re'iyah. But in order to make sure we're on the same page, so we'll start with the Sugya of Kalayim. And the Sugya of Kalayim, as I mentioned yesterday, is a Sugya of Dinei Shechem as well, that you know from the Marmar Kamis of Tosus and later on in the Masechta. What do we learn about Kalayim? And it's an opportunity to learn Hichas Kalayim, a little bit about Hichas Kalayim. So yesterday we have Hakdomah to Kalayim. So the Gemara says, Savrua, my Mechitza Guda, that the Havamina was a Mechitza Zawal, that's a Maskon as well. The Gemara says, what's the Raya going to be? Because we have a Tesefta, that Mechitza Sakerem Shenifritza. So the word mechitza means a wall. Okay, that the emphasis is, at that point, we've now taken care of the purpose of learning this Tesefta in terms of our Mishnah. A linguistic proof that mechitza is a wall that has very significant ramifications. I hope we'll start learning that tomorrow, that because it means a wall, so therefore that would indicate Hezek Re'iyah Lav Shmei Hezek. All right, then we'll discuss that. So the Gemara, but now let's zero in on this Tesefta. Mikavon sheyili adeno. Mechitza sakerem shenifritza. So you have two people, one has a vineyard and one has, let's say, a wheat field. One has a different kind of a crop. So the halacha is that if they mingle, so then the commingling them is usur. That's an issue we discussed yesterday. And the result of them commingling creates an Iser as well. That's the Chiddush of Kaloi Kerem. So Mechitas HaKerem Shenifritza, they had a wall there. So since they had a wall there, each one's allowed to plant up to the wall. Lo Yitzu, there wasn't a wall there, so then there would have to be four Amos to separate the vineyard from the Kalayim, from the Tavua. But since there was a wall there, they're both allowed to plant up to the wall. Alright? That the question that then the soul commingle, because they commingle under the ground, that the Gemara discusses later on, whether it's unique to a situation where they could not commingle underground because it's rocky, or whether we don't care about the commingling underground because we only care for Klei Kerem if it is both Barvuvia as well as Nirashi Barvuvia. Havilim Shat, over here, they were allowed to plant up to the wall. Right now the wall falls. All right, so now the Gemara is a strange lashon. We discussed yesterday, the Gemara should simply say that if the plants grow masayim, they grow another 200th, another you take the plant and you divide it up, and if they grow one more 200th, that's considered to be growing be'iser. How do we get to 200th? So the Rishonim discussed that. The Chinuch writes that it is like any other shiur in Kol HaTorah Kula. Gemara says, Shiurin Mechitzas Chatzitzas. There are certain things that are Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai. So one of the parshios of Chum of Halacha, which were given Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai, were Shiurim. When do we apply a Kazayas? When do we say Kekisevas? When do we say Revius? So over here, Allah HaLamosh Mishinei was what's called significant growth. Chad Mimasayim, 1/200th more. That's what the Chinuch says. And Chazin Yecheskel quotes from the Ereim, I think, that it's the because the Torah used a strange lashon, Pentik Dash Hameleya. The Torah and Kisei say, Pentik Dash Hameleya, maybe it was Hameleya, the fullness will become, you will impact the fullness, you'll usher the fullness. Why is it called fullness? Why? Pentik Dash HaGidol, it grows, strange Losh Hameleya. So that idea of Meleya, when does something reach a more significant level of fullness, it came to the Shir of Achami Masai. All right. Chazir Yecheska entertains the possibility that it might be a Dirbana Dikashir. Whatever it is, The Mishnah says that's the shear by which we evaluate whether something happened over here which makes the tevuah and the kerem aser. All right? So the Gemara says that, so l'chayra, there's a simple halacha over here. I have a vineyard. You have a wheat field. We have a wall in between. Now the wall collapsed. So the Gemara says there should be a simple din that if I am negligent and I don't put the wall up, so then my vines are going to grow on top of your wheat, and my vines are going to make your wheat aser. Your wheat will make my grapes aser. So Gemara says, the Sefta says, so the Lechaira, what he's saying is, that the Baal HaKerem is Chayiv Bachru Yusa. Lechaira, that means the loss of money which the Baal HaTvua has because he can't sell several amos of his field, so I have to pick up the tab. Right? Lechaira, that should be what the din should be. How would we explain that din? So that would come, that's what the Gemara discusses, that this is an this could be an example of Groma or Garmi. I didn't come into your field and start hacking down the wheat. I made your wheat usur. So you can't sell the wheat. So I caused you a hefsid. But I didn't do it as a maisa b'yadayim per se. So the Gemara says this would be subject to the machloikas tanoim as to whether I am responsible for a hezek which I brought about. I didn't do the hezek. I didn't hack away at your wheat. You can't point to a maisa which I did. But I did something which caused you hefsek. So if, classic case, if I open up your corral and your animals go free, so I didn't do a maisa, you lost your animals. You can't sell them now. I didn't take your animals out. I opened up the corral. That's a garama. I did a maisa. Some animals stick around, some animals go. So that's garama. Garama nizokin is osir. And I'm chayib bidei shemayim, but I'm not chayib bidei yodim. Then there's a step up called garmi. Garmi is where I do a maisa, and that will for sure cause a hezek. For sure cause a hezek and nika. So, this Gemara presents, this Mishnah presents that the Ba'al L'chaira, we'll explain better in a moment, but L'chaira, somebody is chayev over here for not stopping kalayim from happening. So somebody's being held responsible for a groma, right? So that's why this sugya is, as Tosfos points out, is a sugya that is discussed in the context of the chiyuv achrayus of the baal l'chayr, the baal hakerem, chayuv achrayus. That's what the Tosfos points out in mechitas hakerem shenifrisa, that this seems to fit in. The Rav Meir don din de garmi. All right, we're not there yet to understand how this seems to be a fairly far-reaching responsibility. Not there yet. Okay, but before we try to explain that, the Brais, the Tesefta, does not read in the way that we would expect the Tesefta to read. If the Tesefta was simply, if the Tesefta wanted to teach me a din, that my negligence in not putting up the wall is machayev me, your loss. Right? So there are many kashas. Why is it my negligence? Why is it your negligence? Right? Why is it considered to be a maisa hezek? So there are many kashas, which you have to explain. But before we even get to the kashas of the the halacha, is this really what the Tosefta is teaching? Tosefta says, "Oy melay gedar." He tells them, "Put up a wall." Why is that significant? Chazra v'nifritza. He put the wall up, and then it fell down again. "Oy melay gedar." So it means the whole story. And then he says, "You know what? I'm done. I fixed the wall twice. How many Sundays do I have? I can't spend every Sunday fixing the wall." Malay Gadra. Hareza Kidesh. So he is Kidesh. He did a Maisa Magdan. Kidesh Amir means that he caused it to be Osir. Like Ektish. He caused it to be that you can't use it. Hareza Kidesh. Because he didn't fix the wall. Why the word Kiddush? Rashi explains, Pentik Dash Hamaleh, that's the phrase that the Torah used for this particular Easter. V'chayiv mi'achri yusah, and it become chayiv. Alright, so now the question is, why all of this background, why the story? Right, what other kashas we have to figure out in this halacha? Right, one kasha is the basic kasha. Why is this called a Maisa Hezek? Why is the Bala Kerem being held more responsible than the Bala Tvua? Why does the Bala Tvua get to sit back and say to Bala Kerem, "You fix the wall"? No one else. Go ahead.
The two utterances of to rebuild the walls at the Afkar Lavka.
Yeah, but why the Tanam saying Oymer Lagadar? Do we need Oymer Lagadar altogether? What happened? They never had a conversation. The Bala Tvua is traveling. He never got to see but the Bala Kerem is there. So we need to have a conversation. Oymer Lagadar. We need to have two conversations. This Yashimenu. No one else. What else has to be explained? Ariel.
Is Gedor like a suggestion, or is it that you're chayev to build it?
Is Gedor, in other words, will the Beis Hamim chayev? Omer Gedor. What's the significance of this part of the dramatization of it? Omer Gedor. And if he didn't say Gedor, will the Beis Hamim say Gedor? In other words, is there an independent chayev on the Bala Kerem, or is the chayev the Bala Kerem created by the Bala Tvua asking him? Why should my request Mechayim? Benji, go ahead.
The nature of the payment, knas or tashlumin, based on nikkur or shein nikkur.
Okay, a little bit beyond where we're going to go, because I don't think we're going to go into Hezek at this point. But the Tosfos raises that question, Chai Bachar Musoi, is why is this not considered to be a Hezek shein nikkur? When you look at this Tvua, so it doesn't look purple. You don't know that it's been tinged by, it looks like perfectly normal tvua. Nevertheless, halacha says this is awesome. So why should this come under the category of the hezek sheni nikur? Usually, if we understand that to mean that a hezek sheni nikur is not enough of a maisa hezek to become chayiv. So Tosfos says at the very end of Dimamasu v'chayiv b'achri yusai, Tosfos says, "Avol ein loymar dochanami havi hezek sheni nikur v'konsuu k'moy v'metami shoyehei kol echad oylech u'metami taroisu shchaveri tochalekel meichas lachi shemalakerem nami mafsid va'ov di k'nasu b'meizid dav koyleh l'schayim." Tosfos says, but don't say. Whenever Rishi says don't say, that means another Rishi who said it, right? So don't say stomach k'nas. That it's not really payment. It's based in establishing a rule to encourage Balei HaKerem to put up their fences. Don't say that shot. Because when do we have a model for saying Bazin's getting involved because of some, we call it Tikkun Olam, because we want to help society, we want to help people? That's when only one person stands to lose. So if only one person stands to lose, so then we have to make sure that this guy doesn't become a manuvel and go around with Shrotzer. Anytime he doesn't let you, you didn't give him shlishi, he takes a sheretzat, puts it in your truma, right? He offended you, takes a sheretzat, it's a little bag, walks around, puts it in your truma, finish, right? So the Gemara says, we don't have these guys, so in order to make sure that people don't go around using their halachic knowledge to mess people up, so therefore we give him a kanas. But over here, both stand to lose. So you don't have to make a kanas that a guy's going to give up his kerem in order to help. That's why you don't go. And then Tosva says that we only give kanasos when it's been mazed. Over here, it's not been mazed. The guy did fix the fence. He just got tired. How many times is he going to fix the fence? So Tosva is not a kanas. That means Tosva says this is real tashlumin. This is a real chiyuv. Even though Lachari should say it's a hezek shein and nikah. So Taisva sort of leaves that as hanging observation, so to speak. Okay, good. What else? Simon?
Is this a specific, is this a regular case of Kilei HaKerem in which we assume that you can't make the other person's field usser? Or is it something specific to this case in which that it could work that way?
So we have a kasha, ein odem makdish dover sheina shaloi. The classic example you have in the Rishonim is, I cannot decide that I want to make your laptop an Aveda Zara. Right? I can't say, your laptop, I think you should have a filter on it. No filter. I'll make it an Aveda Zara. I'll start bowing down to it. I'll start bringing carbonis to it. Right? So now, they tell you, by the way, I left a note. I found that. No filter. I made your laptop an Aveda Zara. We got to burn it. So the halacha is that doesn't work. Because ein adam oisid dover sheinu shaloi. I cannot make your stuff awesome. Right? So over here, l'chara the bala kerem is making the bala tvu awesome. His stuff awesome. So how does that work? So the Me'iri says, the Me'iri addresses that question. In fact, The Rambam does not paskin this din. Nor does Shulchan Aruch paskin this din. Rambam doesn't call on chayiv. He says the guy's to put up a wall. Rambam does not paskin his chayiv b'achrayas, and neither does Shulchan Aruch. The question is why not? So there are two achrayim, two svarim, right? That it's because the Rambam holds that this Mishnah is Shaloi Kedin, because this Mishnah goes according to one that says, Odom Makdish Dover Shein Shaloi. Then at first, I can aser, right? What's the Lamashal? If I take a vial of milk and I throw it into your cholent, I aser your cholent, right? We don't say, Odom Makdish Dover Shein Shaloi. That's the boss of a cholov, right? So I can ask the thing that belongs to you. Right? So why is this any different? So that we have to figure out. But Lemaisa, the Rishonim say that this is, that when it comes to Klayim, so do we say, that's what the Miri points out, do we say this is what an example, this is subject to the din of Ein Odom Makdish Dover Sheina Shaloi. Yesh, the last paragraph in the Me'iri, on Beis Amid Beis. V'zeh she'amarnu b'klaim she'ein Odom Makdish Dover Sheina Shaloi yesh shoyalin bo. T'mav vein zeh lezerik yisla zechideres chaveri she'tim et ha'roisev sheri afzu al yedei ma'isu bo v'ein ki inyan avoy dezorah. Shu toli b'machshava, for din noisin b'shul aliyoser meimas chaveiroi. The Me'iri says, how does the bala kerem make the bala tvuah stuff oser? Ein odem makdish dover sheinu shaloi. So the Me'iri says maybe this rule does not apply to kelayim. Avoda zara is totally on my machshava, whether I made your laptop to the Avoda Zara, not that depends what's going on in my head, my mind. Even if I tell you I sacrificed animals to you, but Who says that I was sacrificing animals to your laptop? That's going on in my head. That's in my mind. So I can't use a thought process to make your thing awesome. However, if it's boss b'chol, it's boss b'chol. That's not totally in my machshava. So what's the din of l'gabe kalayim? So the Meiri says that there are rishonim who say, mizeh shamarnu b'klayim ein odo makdish dover sheinu shaloyim shoyalin ba. Some ask, this is more like the Avodah Zarah case. No, more like the boss of B'cholav case than the Avodah Zarah case. The Efsha, so the two answers. The second answer is, there will be three answers. One answer is, in Echanami, this sugya is Shaloi Kedin. There's a machlekes in Kalayim. There's Kalayim, consider, can I make your objects osir by Kalayim? And Rambam and Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that I cannot make your stuff osir. And therefore, Rambam and Shulchan Aruch do not Paskin this din. So there are two places where I found this. One is in the Birkas Avram. He points this out. Birkas Avram is very ill right now. He needs Rachmi Shemaim. So it's good that we should learn some of his Torahs to give him a schus. So the Yishnevi Refu Shleima. And I found this in the Chazon Yecheskel. I didn't find it. Rav Shechter pointed this out in the Chazon Yecheskel. Chazon Yecheskel is Yecheskel Abramsky. Yecheskel Abramsky was the Gadol Hador probably in the 60s. And after he was nifted, then the Stipler was seen as a Gadol. He was seen as the Gadol Hador in the early 60s. And there were many, many giants at that time. But he was one of the towering figures. He was an Eloi already when he was, and he was, forget it, I think Slobodka. I think he went in Slobodka. And then he was a very, very colorful personality. And in fact, he was, they tried a confirmed story that he was such a dramatic and colorful orator that I don't know if it was the Polish or the Russian theater, they sent out their talent scouts. They tried to convince Yecheskel Abramsky to become an actor. And the pay was very, very good, much better than being a Kurlman. And was it apparently a very, very real offer. And it was an attraction of Yetzer, but he withstood the Mechemes of Yetzer and came out to be a very huge Talmud Chacham. After the war, he was a Rav in England. He was the Avd Beis Din in London. And he was very, very aggressive Av Beis Din in terms of the kashrus. He was loved by the Hamona. He was not well loved by the professionals, the butchers, because he gave them a very hard time. He was known for scaling the walls of the butcher stores when they wouldn't let him in to see, make sure everything was good. He was very, very tough. And then he left England and he became Rosh Kol in Eretz Yisrael, in Beit Pagan. And his life's work was to write a Pirush on the Tesefta. Because at his time, he thought that Tesefta was an ignored sefer. So he wrote a Pirush on the Tesefta. He is one of the famous stories of Yecheskel Abramsky, is he was once asked to testify in the London court, to be an expert witness in London court. So they asked him, Abramsky, please state who you are and your credentials. So he said something like, I'm Rabbi Abramsky, and I am the, I'm the wisest rabbi in, he said exactly, in the Western Hemisphere, something. And he said, the judge was very taken aback. So he said, Abramsky, I thought that humility is a biblical virtue. So he said, Your Honor, it is, but I'm under oath. So the with another interesting feature of this ha'ara is that probably about 40 years ago, my father learned shurim from Cheskel Abramsky in London. After he was around London, so my father would buy the Chazin of Cheskel when it became available, and goes back many years, probably 40 years ago, Shechter came to Toronto and stayed with us, and he had heard of the Chazin Cheskel. We hadn't learned the Chazin Cheskel, so while he was staying, he learned the Chazin Cheskel, and he said this vort. He was very taken by this vort, that the reason, I think that's what he was referring to. He said the Chazin Cheskel on this is very that he, because he was so taken by this vort, he bought the Chazin Cheskel afterward. I think the most impressive part of this is that Rav Shechter was learning the Chazin Cheskel on Kalayim when he was vacationing in Toronto. So he points out that the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, like the Birkas of Rome, years later, does not pask in this din, then Chayv Vachriyusa. That we have to keep in mind that this din of Chayv Vachriyusa is Shulay Kilchasa. Why Shulay Kilchasa? So the Chazin Cheskel says, because the Rambam paskins that when it comes to Kalayim, Ein Oda Maktish Dovish Ein Shaloi. And this Mishnah, this Tosefta, is according to those who say, Oda Maktish Dovish Ein Shaloi. So the Meiri points out, it's a very important Nakuda. So the Meiri points out that it could be that this is only by Kalayim Derabbanon. Shaloi Nemar Kein El Beklayim Derabbanon. In other words, that kalayim in a Torah, when I actually take a lemon tree and I take a branch of a lemon tree and I drill a hole into an esrog tree and put it in, that's kalayim in a Torah. It could be your esrog tree. I am making your esrogim also. Even though it doesn't belong to me. Kalayim in a Torah, if I actually take seeds and I co-mingle them, I see them together, that it doesn't matter. It could be that if I take my gefanim and I actually put them on top of your wheat, and I actually do a mice of a dime to co-mingle, I can make your stuff awesome. Kalayim in a Rabbanon, where I plant my kalayim, my gefanim, 3.9 amos away from your tavua. And they, and because of that, your tavua now becomes osir. There we say that according to this Miri Shalei Noimar Kein Elu VeKalayim DeRabbanon. Then we say Chazal didn't go so far to say that I can osir your tavua, but if I do Klaim DeRaisa, that's like Basa Mechola. This is Klaim DeRabbanon. So that is what. But the first answer of the Meiri is a very important answer. First answer, maybe we'll come back to explain this in detail in a moment, that Kalayim is more like Avodah Zarah than Basa Mechala. Why is that? Why is Kalayim more like Avodah Zarah than Basa Mechala? Go ahead.
It's only usher if you allow it.
Because we're going to discuss that there has to be a reitzibik human. There is a machshava component to kliyim. All right. So again, on this nakuda, which Simon raised, this nakuda that this teisefta advocates odom oyser dover sheni shaloi. So the Meiri says, so three shlosha tshuvas v'davar. One is an achanami, and therefore it's shleik hilchasa, and we don't pass in this tesef. Answer number two is that we're talking about klaim the rabbonon, where they were growing in proximity, but they're not mamash on top of each other. So there, when Chazal said this is osir, they said, but I cannot make your Kalayim osim, your fruit osim in Rabbanon. But b'derech klal, that's like basar b'cholav. So therefore, this din of chayev b'achriyusai, this din of chayev b'achriyusai, in order to make this comment the Meiri work, right? This din of chayev b'achriyusai would have to be if they're growing in greater proximity than arba ames, they're very close to each other. All right, a little bit. I have to figure it a little bit better. And then the Meiri says that Enechanami, it could be that this goes according to those who say that that's the first Dara, right? Again, Shtei Tshuvas B'davar. One is that this, there's a machlekes, whether you say, when it comes to Klayim, Oda Makdish Dover Shein Shaloi, is Klayim like Basav Acholah, but is there a machlekes B'Sheinah? And this Bryce to say Sefta is Shaloi Kedin? Or do we say that everybody holds Kelayim is like Basa B'Cholav? Kelayim Drabbanon is different. Okay? Good. So now, but we still, so again, so what have we accomplished so far? We have a Tesefta. The Tesefta establishes the din that if I have a kerem and you have a tvua and we have a wall in between and we allowed our plants to grow up to the wall and the wall falls down, so the Tesefta establishes the rule that the Baal HaKerem will take responsibility for the kerem answering the tvua. That's what it seems to be. All right? This belongs in the parsha of Garmi and Grama. All right? We're now trying to pull out of this certain halachas lagabe kalayim, but that's the Tesefta. We have a textual question on the Tesefta. Right? We have conceptual question on the Tesefta. Why should it be osir ein odam magdi dorshin shaloi? Right. We have a conceptual question. Hezek, it's a is Hezek shein and niker. Okay, I'm not sure we'll get to that. But then, before we get there, we say we're still not ready to say that we know Pshat in the Braise, the Tesefta. Why? Because the Tesefta didn't simply say Chayav Achron. The Tesefta said Oimer LeGedar, Oimer LeGedar, Kevan Shenis Yoish Mimena. What does that add on to the din? All right, let's focus on that. You didn't have her before, Ellie.
Oh no, William, but it's okay. The question was answered.
Oh, what's your name?
William.
William, sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Isn't the Aruch HaShulchan on the side, being in the board discussing the meeting, isn't he on the side that in the situation where, whether it's Machshav or words, it's like Basar B'Cholav, that it's like Basar B'Cholav, and if you ask something, it's fully Aser, unless it's talking about Kalai, meaning, sorry, not Kalai, unless it's talking about Kalai Karim?
Right, but we're talking about Kalai Karim.
Yeah, and Kalei Kerem. Yeah. So what's the chiluk in Kalei Kerem between something that's Doraisa or something
that's Darabon? The second answer of the Meiri was saying in that in Kalayim Darabonon, that's where we say Ein Ona Makdish Shem Shalom, but Kalayim Darabonon is like Basar B'Cholav.
So
now let's look at Tosfos. So Tosfos says in Beis Din Aleph, Tosis Beis Din Aleph. Tosis Savrua, we're going to come back to, that's a linguistic question of why it says Savrua when this is the Nafka, when this is the Maskana. Tosis Kinitanya Mechis Kem Shinifritza is discussing, is it Reb Meir? How do we know? How can we determine that this Tosefta belongs to Reb Meir? Is it really a candidate of, is it really a good example of Dondi Nagamisa? Tosis points out how you don't have to say that this is a din of Garmi in order to establish that it's a Reb Meir Dika Brice Tesefta. That Omele Gedor Pirush, we say Lebala Kerem Vehu Amazik the Arba Amos Sheomru Laharchek Hu Bishvil Avodas HaKerem. What's Tosfos responding to? What's Tosfos want to figure out? Go ahead, Ephraim. Right? Why are we talking about Balakarem? They both have crops. They both are going to become osir. All right? So why the Bala Kerem? So Taisva says, answer number one, Hu amazik? The arba amish amu l'archik hu mishvil avaydas akerem. Can even perik sheni l'kaman? Because the requirement of arba amish, that's the shear. How do we get to arba amish? Because you need four amish to bring in all of your stuff to work the kerem. To plant the wheat, you don't need arba amish. An amma, one guy, right? Puts in the wheat. You don't need, but apparently a kerem requires at least 6 feet clearance because you have, I don't know exactly why, but keramim do require a lot of work because you have to put fences in, you have to put posts in, you have to, you want the grapes to sort of to hang, catch the sun. So keramim are going to require more clearance. So the clearance that we require, the arba amos, that is to service the kerem. How do you connect the dots? What's the therefore? Taisman says, Pirush omer legedor lebal kerem. Vu amazik, the arba amos omer leharchik habishvil avodas kerem, kedemina perek sheni lekamon. How do you connect the dots? Therefore what? Since Chazal said the arba amos, that we are requiring our arba amos to help the kerem. How do you finish out the sentence then? So they didn't require arba amos because they had a wall over here.
But if there was no wall.
But if there's no wall.
He would have been marchik, so he's the one who has to space.
Now, what, he has to be marchik because he has to get his machinery in.
Right.
And he's not being marchik and he's not putting up a wall. So how does that add up to nailing the? What does that make him the mazik? Hold on. Now Taisva says, "Vafilu Rabbi Yosi dekama lekaman ala nizik la'archikas atzmai." And Rabbi Yosi says that when you have competing interests in people's backyards, right? For example, the classic case is that you have trees and the guy next door has wells. Trees and wells do not make good neighbors. Why? Because large trees have large roots. The roots go all over the place, and the roots will mess up the neighbor's well. Right? If you have a swimming pool, and your neighbor has a large oak tree next to the swimming pool, it's not a good situation, right? Because ultimately, the large oak tree is going to spread its roots, right? So Rabbi Yosi says, so the Gemara says, well, who is chayiv? Who's chayiv? Am I chayiv to keep my large trees away from your backyard? Or are you chayiv to keep your boris, your swimming pool, away from my backyard? So Rabbi Yosi says, ala nizik laharchik is atzvay. Rabbi Yosi says, at the end of the day, my tree is going to end up going to your yard and causing you damage, right? Your swimming pool is not causing me damage. Your swimming pool is there. My tree is going to cause you damage. So ala nizik l'archik zatsumoy. So the Yosi says nizik. So don't put your swimming pool. Give the guy clearance. The guy has a right to put oak trees on the border of his yard. So figure out how long are the roots of oak trees. And don't put your swimming pool next to within that area. So a feeler of Yosi took Omer lekaman al nizik lachikas atzmoi. Ha Omer of Ashi lekaman moidir of Yosi begire delay. No, so what's the afila? Even Rabbi Yosi, who says al nizik lachikas atzmoi. So therefore, why is the Bala Kerem called the Mazik? Tell the Bala Tvua, keep your stuff away. You put up against the wall, okay? When the wall falls, you're now, are you the Nizik? You're both in the Nizik. But even if I come to Beis Din and I say, your vineyard was Mazik me,
So Yesi says, your vineyard is mazik you. You said, don't plant your wheat there. So even Rabbi Yosi, who normally would say al nizik lachikas atzmai, ha'omer ravash lekaman moidi Rabbi Yosi begirei delay. Rabbi Yosi says, but when it's your arrows, so then you have to take responsibility. Whose arrows? Whose arrows?
Mazik's.
Why? In the mazik, you're dodging the question. Whose arrows?
The trio.
Was that?
Balakarim.
The Balakarim. Why? Because it moves, it travels. Wheat doesn't travel. The Oimeri, Tilahochi Ketani, Oimele Gedor, Lekhani Chayo Ligdor. Now, what's the re answering? First Kasha of Taisus was, why is the Baal HaKerem on the defensive? So we've answered. Two answers. One answer is, the second answer is because the Kerem is the aggressor. Kerem is the one that travels. Okay? That I get. First answer is because the Bala Kerem is the one for whom we gave the Shir of Dalet Amos. Okay? Have to connect the dots. Next Kasha, Taisus wants to know. Taisus says, why? What's the next Kasha? Avram?
Why
does the Gemara say that Gedor and not Chai Lador? Right. Why don't we just say Basin will come in and say, put up a wall? The Vishad boy. Lador and Achayibachriusai. So the Reese is a Chiddush that the Bryce is being Machanish of. Omelai Gedor. We don't say Chai Bachriusai. We don't say Chai Lador. That unless the Baal Atvua says, fix this up. He's not chayiv. He will not be chayiv achrayus. Taisus learns pshat in the Tesefta. Oimer lo yador. Oimer, that's the machayiv. The Taisus says, and not only that, but you need twice. Kol shav enifetz of pam shlishis. Misap galerim terach las reise kol shav. Hashem masagi betray zimne. Menterach las reise bo yoyser. The Re says, I don't know learn pshat in the Braisa. The Tesefta. I don't know with the Tesefta saying Oimer Lagdor Gedor, and the same thing is true for the third time and the fourth and the fifth time, or the Tesefta saying twice, now you got a standing Chiyav Lagdor. There are two ways to learn Pshat, and the beginning of the Tesefta, don't know Pshat in the Tesefta. But what's clear, the Rebbe says, is without an Oimer Lagdor, there's no Chai Bachrayas. Why should that be? Why should it depend on the Baal Tuvu Bekam Machah? Taisma says, we're in a time before each lochi nakatriz in there. Not because I need to have a hasra, I need to have the Baal Atvua that has to make his position. No, not because of that. A different reason. Because there's a big chiddush over here. What happens if the wall falls? It's a climb to get in, not a hezek to get in. And then it grows 1/100th. And then the wall falls again. And then it grows 0.5. And then the wall falls again. So do we say that the growth in these different situations are mitzarev? Shemin Utam says, that's what we're saying, Oymer Loi Gedor. Because Shem Yesh Tesefes Masayim Bein Masha Haysev Ben Nifritza Rishayna Bein Masha Haysev Ben Nifritza Shniya the ain mitzdorf in lesem rishena rishena butli. He says, because that's adinim kalayim. That's not mitzdorf. Which pshat is the pshat that fits better to the lashon of the Tesefta? And which sheet has to be explained? Which sheet is a baal sheet, so to speak? No. Fine. Would you say which is easier?
The first one's easier.
Why?
Because it explains why we say Amar Lo Gedor.
Second one is a little bit of a stretch. No, Avraham, ask him.
No, I'm asking because the Gemara is Mechitz Dekem Shenifritza Amar Lo Gedor, and then Chazer Benifritza Amar Lo Gedor. Meaning, the first opinion is we need to keep on reminding because you know, maybe he forgot, or maybe
he's
not interested. But the point is, no, he actually did put up the wall, and then it just fell again. And then he put up a wall, and it fell again. We have to keep on telling him. So the second truth actually works better.
So I would defend Ephraim, because even according to your Ha'ara, Gedor is because we want it. The point is, how many Asrois have to give the guy? They give it. So there's an interesting Ha'ara that comes out of what Avraham is saying. What happens if it falls on Monday, and I knock on his door and I say, fix the wall, please. I say, I'll get to it. Tuesday, please fix the wall. I'll get to it. Wednesday, please fix it. So do those count as individual Hasrois? So based on what Avram just said, that's an interesting horror. Then maybe they don't count. That's all one Hasra until he fixes it. And then once it falls again, then it becomes a second Hasra, an interesting horror. Maybe that's why they have to have Nifritza. Okay? But in terms of the Pshat, L'chayra, the Pshat of the Ri is that Omer L'Gedor is part of the Mechayiv. So apparently, that Rabbeinu Tam said that I can't be Makabal. That because he's nudging me, that's part of the Mechayiv. The Mechayiv is because my Kerem is growing, right? Why do I say that? Because, right, it's not Stam. But the Meiri says, when the Meiri explains, Zesha Omer L'Gedor, Yesh Meforshim Boy L'Bal HaKerem. Amaloy lebal azrom, veloy mipnesha gafanim yeshus azrom, veloy azrom is a gafanim. Sheshneim nesorim. Nesha gafanim ishtarshim megadlam gufim noifim. Vahulchim eitzel azrom, because they gafanim are the more aggressive ones. So therefore, the bala kerem has the object which is garim the iser. Vyesh meforshim, shaloy nesar bekerem elan novim shenemro tvas kerem. Very im kain, ein kan anovim, ein kan nezik lebal kerem. Umikol mokim kol sheyesham anovim sheviu shlish, ashneim libnois. The yeshu pirshatam nishes tam sodis lezvi emayim. But I tell you a mishana, the yesh noimim shlishneim oimim ligdor. No, there's the next thing I wanted to say. Because the Meiri points out that the Ramban disagrees with Yeshu Amishaf Beloy Asra Beizin Chayiv. The last line of Iri says there are Rishonim who disagree with the Iri. So I know that there are Rishonim who disagree. So that's in other words, is the position of the Bala Tvua running after the Bala, is that significant or not? So we see that is a Machlokes Rishonim. So that's why it would make sense to say that is what they're arguing about. Next Tosfos, Nisyoish Eimeno, Loi Godra, Davkin Nisyoish, Avoloi Nisyoish, Va'oisek Kol Shol Lider, Avobisha Hoisef Masai Mutter. So now Tosfos says there's another Chiddush in the Brisa. Nisyoish, right? He has to give up. What do he have to give up? He didn't get it, he didn't build. What do we mean Nisyoish Eimeno? Oimim Loi Gedor, Chazra v'nifritza, Oimer lo yidor, v'chazra v'nifritza. Am I? Avei zei kiddush, hai v'achrusa. No. Nisyoish. He has to say, I'm done. I'm not doing this. Why? What's the difference with the Baal HaKerem? I'm done, I'm not doing this. I didn't get around to it. I'll do it next week. Is that a town? What's pshat nisyoish? So Tosfos, that's a din nisyoish. What's the din? The din is that Haroya Yerek Bekerim Vomrash Keshagia Lisham Alaktena Chaysef Masai Mutar Lisha Echsal Ketena is Masayim Osir. Tesefta says that the Mishnah says in Klaim that if I'm at one end of the field, it's a huge field. The grapes and the tvua are coexisting for miles, and it's a one man job. So I start Monday morning. I'm not going to get to this till a few weeks till I finish harvesting. So chiddush. I say I know they're commingling. I know they're growing together. I'll get to it. I'm on my way. I have to hire more guys to do this. So Teisva says, I'm not mechuyav to hire guys to do this. Are they growing together? I'll get there. They don't become osir. On the other hand, I already get to a certain point and I say, I'm tired. Right? I'm holding by a tyroivus. And they say, I'm tired. I'm going home now. Oh, then it becomes osir. Apella. It's not like Bosa Bechola Bechlal. So Teisva says, that's the din. Right? So in this nukud of Nisyoy Shemena, so we have, and that you can build the one of the most important yesoides of this Tesefta. And that is the requirement of Das in order for the client to become Osir. Alright? In other words, we know already that there's a machlekes rishonim as to whether kalayim is like basar b'chalav. Is it the tarevis that is asering, or is it the das of the ma'ari that asers? So when it comes to basar b'chalav, less mandapoli. You can have a cotton. You can have it, it happens all the time. Most of the kashrus, most of the shilas that happen in people's kitchens, when they get mixed up, are either ketanim or men, right? Muslim. So when it comes to basar v'chalav, das is not an issue b'chlal, right? It gets mixed. Also, and I believe the same thing is true by kelay ilan. I think that's what Avram pointed out Chashulchan. And I believe it's true for kelay behema, and it's certainly true for shatnas. I think it's correct. If you have a cotton weaving linen and wool, it's going to be shatnas. Das is not a player. Tyroibus is also that a certain tyroibus. So now Taisus the Chiddush, the Mishnah says when it comes to kloy kerem that das is the yois. What's the raya? A Mishnah that says that only nisyayish. Our Mishnah nisyayish when it becomes also. So now, and we know that there's a machlekes rishonim, whether when it comes to kalayim, do we compare kalayim to basa b'chalav, or do you compare kalayim to avodah zara? Do we require das lesa? Right? Clear? Basa b'chalav, we don't require das to make it osir. The etzem tarovus makes it osir. Avodah zara, we require the das of the oive. If a guy is just looking at some, he has no intent of doing any avodah zara. He just, for some crazy reason, wants to reenact some pagan rite in his backyard because he got a book. He's reading it. What's it? How does this work? Right, he reenacts some. He's no avodah zara b'chalal. The guy is, he's an atheist. He doesn't believe anything, so he's not doing avodah zara. But he has a strange curiosity. He wants to reenact the thing. Maybe he's running a play, a pagan play, pagan plagues. So he wants to reenact. How do we do this avodah zara? Okay, so that will not make it osir. So when it comes to avodah zara, das is the oisir. When it comes to Boschel, that's not there. What about when it comes to Kalayim, Kaloi Kerem? So we already had a machlekes rishonim whether we're going to say that legabe the din of ein adam oisa davish and shaloi. Will it follow of it? Zara will follow Basar Bachalos. Now Taisva says that it's a Mishnah Mufereshes. What's the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that Kishu Oimer, Kishu Olmo, Kishu Mechazer, Achel Nikitose, Afilu Oisev, Messiah Mutter. The Tairaiva says it's happening. So apparently, this guy, when the Bala Tavua says the Bala Kerem, please fix the wall. He says, I'm going to get to it. Gavaldi. It can commingle, it can grow, not a problem. Right? It can be more than a Messiah, not a problem. But if he says to him the wrong nusach, he says, please stop bothering me. He says, I did it twice already. I'm not doing it again. Bang. Then the next Gidol, awesome. Taisus is how you talk. And the Taisus says, it's fascinating. One liner, but it's fascinating. But Tom, Yesh Lefarish. Yishum Dechsim, Lei Sizra Kaimacha Kaloyim, Dumya Dezriya Denechale. Lei Sizra Kaimacha Kaloyim, you shouldn't plant your Kerem Kaloyim, and it's Labdavka Lei Sizra. It's even Lei Sakai, let's say they were growing, and they ended up growing more together. I didn't plant them together. I planted them far apart, but they kept on growing and growing and growing and growing. Now they happen to find themselves next to each other. So now they made each other awesome. Dumya dezriya deneichale. The Taisa says, what's the chiddush? How do we know this din? How do we know this din required das? Dumya dezriya. Because the Torah formulated the Isur of Klan. The Torah does not say lo sa'arev. When it says, when it comes to shatnez, it says that you can't have shanshua tovinu, you can't have woven together. When it comes to shor v'chamor leisachresh, shor v'chamor yachtov. Over here, Torah said doesn't say loisa arev, loisizra karmocha kalaya. Why not loisa arev? Leisa Arev would mean Leisa Vashkal Diva Chalevi Moi, don't cook them together. Leisa Arev would mean Leisizra Karmacha Im Tubua. Leisizra Karmacha Kaloyim Teres Mechanish Adin. We would not know the din if not for the Tesefta. That's what we're going backwards. The Tesefta is Megala Dintas. Right? But where did it come from? Dumi, what is that? What's Prat Dumi Dizriya? Explain to me what that means, Dumi Dizriya. No? What would you say? Go ahead. Forget the name. Sorry.
Elijah,
go ahead.
And it needs to be an active das that you're doing that thing. But if the das is that's never going to happen, then...
How do you see that in Dumi Nizriya?
Because just like with Zriya, like you have to actively put the seed in your ground. It's das Arev. It's not like, okay, you mix them together.
I say, forget it. The way you're saying it, sounds like you have to actively do a Maisa Zriya.
No, just as there is a Maisa in Zriya, there has to be like the Maisa of doing Kilayim. And the fact that you have a lack of a Maisa, like you're saying, oh, I'm going to go back and do it later, that is considered a Maisa, unless your das is, I'm not going to let that thing happen.
So I would argue for Karet, right? I would argue that Dumi de Zriya, the way you're saying it. No, I have to do a Maisa Zriya. I have to put a seed in the ground. No?
In order for it to be Kilayim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, what is the Ephraim?
It seems like that from the way that, like, when no matter how you have Kalim there, whether you put the field there or whether you planted it, no matter what, clearly you wanted there, otherwise you would make sure that it didn't happen. So maybe the reason that here, even if it grows more than Masayim, it's Mutter, is because the guy, it's a similar idea, is that the guy is going to get rid of it. So he knows, he has it in his head, in his das, that there's no way...
How do you get that from Dumi to Zriya, though?
Maybe just like the Zriya is Nihalay, where the guy clearly is okay with the climb happening, he wants it, he thinks it benefits him, even though it's Usher. So maybe you could say that just like that, if he's going to get rid of it, In the same way that the...
But why does Zriya carry Nechusa more than any action? What do you say, Isaac? Zaf, what do you say?
I was going to say, similar to Frank, that there's like almost handout from the Zriya. So almost that if he's going to be, if he's going to say, I'm going to deal with the Kalei HaKerem, like I'm going to get to it, like we said, so then maybe it's Dumya that way. But obviously...
So I would suggest the following. Consider this. Then we'll have a mincha up here, and then we'll have to be tormented. Who's seen the Kovach Shem already? Good. Okay, so we'll do it tomorrow. So the... I don't want to slow you down. So the... consider this. It's an idea which comes from the Hilchos Shabbos. It's an idea which comes from Sfas Emes, a Rishash, a Winkal, all sorts of same idea. What is... When you plan something, so are you taking the seed and making the seed grow? When you are boirer, you're pulling something, you're doing a mice that actually pulls something apart from each other. All right? When you do boine, you're actually driving a nail into something. All right? When you do merakeh, you're actually doing a mice that's sifting something. Right? Zeria, the Torah said, don't put a seed into the ground. Right? When you put a seed in the ground, nothing happens. For quite some time. So the seed cracks, it opens. Right? So the din of Zeria, the mice of Zeria, is simply allowing something to happen. You are doing your mice. Is a maisa that brings two things together, and then, because you want something to happen. The greatest action you can do, the maisa you can do, is doing something that expresses your nechis, you want a flower to be here. All right, you know what you're saying? You'll do your best, you'll put a seed in the ground. You want a cucumber, you'll put a seed in the ground. Right? What you're doing is putting a seed in a place which will, if everything goes well, okay. Now you can be more aggressive, you can put fertilizer, and you can water it, right? And you can daven, and you can do a lot of things you can do more. But at the end of the day, you're expressing your nechusa that this thing should grow. But it's going to grow on its own, right? There's a question whether Bishul is similar to that. That's a question. It comes up in Shabbos because what's the din if you put a seed in the ground before Shulashudas and you pull it out after Rem Lava Malka? Will you over Zerei or not? Right? What's the din if you put a seed in the ground Erev Shvius? This is a discussion. But it doesn't take root till Shvius. Right? That's why Zerei, different from Koitzer. Koitzer, the Maisek Sira. Right? Chayrish, a maisa, I can identify the maisa and I can identify the action right away. But when it comes to dumya, there's a reya. The Torah said leisizra, because the Torah said that called the active ingredient, so to speak, the driving force of what makes klayim osir is that because you want them to grow together. If you don't want them to grow together, if you're saying I don't want it, I can only harvest a certain amount per day. I can't, my accountant will not let me hire five more workers. I won't have a pronounce at the end. I have to do it myself. I don't want them to go together. But if I'm standing right there and I could pluck the grapes and I don't, there's a level of nechusa. All right? So now, from this, we should be able to get and say, well, dude, you work on this tomorrow. If this ha'or is correct, you'll discuss tomorrow whether you prefer Elijah, Isaac, and Ephraim, right? But it could be that this, the two different ways of looking at this nechusa, so that might yield a machlokes in whether it's like Bosor B'Cholom or like a Medizor. That might yield why it has to be an Omer blood, right? That might yield the machlokes in the 2 days that I want to develop, right? So we want to focus on
please see the Rav Chanan Wasserman tomorrow. Yerka Shmuel, we probably won't get to, we'll get to at a different time. And we'll try to wrap up the sugya tomorrow so we can get out to Hezekriya. Okay. Okay, we'll dive in and we'll start diving in 2 minutes.